理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki, and it's great to have you with us today as we begin our lesson, Who Am I?
Yesterday, we learned about the characteristic of sanguine. And remember, sanguine people like to be the life of the party. That's a positive characteristic. Vicki, what might be a negative characteristic?
Well, perhaps a negative characteristic would be they talk all the time, or they like to talk a lot. Now, Steve, today we'll be talking about two more personality types.
That's right. We're going to be talking about choleric people and melancholic people.
Okay, so students, we invite you to join us on page 13 as we get started. Join us.
Who am I? Choleric. These people are the leaders among us. Words like confident, independent, and motivated describe choleric people. They know exactly what they want and won't stop until they get it. They are usually adventurous and willing to take risks. Choleric people don't cry easily or show much emotion at all. But because they show so little emotion, they often have no sympathy for very emotional people. They can be bossy and impatient. They sometimes work too much and have little time for their families. They are also very competitive.
Well, students, we are now taking a look at another personality type, and this personality type is called choleric.
Well, Vicki, choleric people are the people I have the most trouble with. Remember, the book is How to Get Along with People. It's basically trying to help people get along. And I have a problem with choleric people. I have a lot of friends who are choleric, but this is probably the personality type I clash with the most.
And why is that, Steve?
Being phlegmatic, I'm very easygoing, and we're going to talk about that more later, but I think it's just opposites.
Well, we'll be learning about the choleric person and what that person is like and perhaps what it is about that person that bothers Steve. It says here, these people are the leaders among us. So often you talk about people who like to lead, who are good at leading, and we think about cholerics.
Now remember, we're talking in general terms. This doesn't mean that every leader is choleric or that every choleric person is a leader. We're talking in general terms here.
Right, but we do find out here that words like confident, independent, and motivated describe the choleric person or choleric people. So first of all, they're people who are quite confident.
Right, they know what they want, they know their strengths, they know their weaknesses, they know what their ability is, and that gives them a lot of confidence when they're dealing with other people.
They're also very independent, so they don't need to have a lot of people telling them what to do or to be around a lot of people. They can function very well independently.
Right. In line 3, we learn that they're also very motivated people. Motivated people don't need other people to get behind them and push them or encourage them. They're self-starters, what we call self-starters. They begin things, they start projects all by themselves.
Right. Whenever I think about somebody who's motivated, I think about somebody who has a lot of interest or enthusiasm to do things or to get things accomplished in life. Some people don't have any motivation.
Right. It also says they know what they want. They know exactly what they want. They know exactly what color they want. They know even down to the smallest detail. Maybe you know this kind of person. They're very detail-oriented, and they know what they want, and they know how to get it.
And notice it says they won't stop until they get it. So they're very determined. If they don't get something right away, then they will push until they get what they want.
We could say that they're driven people. They're very driven. They want to get it. Now it says they are usually adventurous as well. They're adventurous people. They like to have a little bit of danger in their life, maybe a little risk involved.
They're not afraid to take risks. In fact, sometimes they like that. They'll go out and do something that other people would be afraid to do.
Now, if you're not a person that likes to take risks, or if you don't like adventure, it may be a little difficult being around a choleric person. This kind of person may make you nervous, may make you feel like you're in danger.
Right. They may make you feel threatened in some way. Well, as we move on into this next paragraph, it says, choleric people don't cry easily. They're not very emotional people. So they don't show much emotion around others.
Now, this is a strength as well as a weakness. There are certain circumstances where you need someone who isn't emotional, someone who can make a decision in a time when maybe there's an emergency. Mm-hmm. You need someone who's level-headed, we would say, someone who has their thinking ability not influenced by their emotions.
Right, and their emotions are in control when they need to be. That's a positive thing. But sometimes this can be a negative thing when they are always in control and they show no emotion when perhaps they need to show emotion.
Right. Well, it says in line 8 that they do show some emotion. They show a little emotion. I think the emotion that they show often is negative, and to me, it would be a negative thing when they're impatient. I'm sure they would get angry at people very easily because they're not doing things the choleric's way.
So when I think about a choleric, actually, I think they do show emotion. They show a lot of anger, things like that, but they don't show sympathy. They're not able to be sensitive to the emotions of others a lot of times. So they don't cry and show maybe their own hurt or the concerns, but they don't really feel that for other people either.
Right, and that's what sympathy means, being able to feel what other people feel. If someone is sad, then you can relate with them. You can feel sad yourself. If someone's very happy, you can share in their happiness. Well, cholerics have a hard time doing this.
In fact, they can be very bothered by people who are emotional. So there are other personality types where people are quite emotional, and they display those emotions very easily. Well, choleric people don't like that. They don't like that display of emotions.
They might say that the display of emotions is a sign of weakness, and choleric people tend to be very strong. They're a very strong personality. Well, moving on, we see that they can also be bossy and impatient. Choleric people are renowned for being bossy, always telling people what to do.
Right. In fact, they're very fond of giving people instructions or orders. They like to boss people around. And that's the idea of being bossy. You boss people around as though you're the boss of everyone.
And when I think of choleric people, I think they have high standards, which is a good quality, but they're very impatient with people who don't meet those standards. So that can be a negative as well.
One positive thing is they'd work very hard. They're hard workers, but sometimes they can work too hard, and that can be a negative thing. Sometimes they work long hours, too hard, and they can neglect those that they care about. They neglect their families and their friends.
Right. Someone who loves to work, stays late at work, we call them workaholics. And they're people, we might say, who are addicted to work. They love working. And as you said, that's a negative thing sometimes when they have a family at home waiting for them.
That's right. And notice it says here they can also be very competitive. Again, this can be a positive thing. If you're competing in a sport and you want to win, this is a good thing for your team or good for you as an individual. But it can be negative.
Right. If I'm on a sports team, I want a choleric or a lot of cholerics on my team who are very competitive. They have the drive, they have the will to win. But if you're not that kind of person, it can be tiring being around them. They're always competing and they want to win.
And it's hard for me, Steve, because I'm not this kind of person. I'm not the kind of person that wants to compete. And when I'm around somebody who wants to compete all the time, I just want to walk away. And that bothers the choleric. They want to you in there. They want to know, why aren't you competitive?
That's right, Vicki. Choleric people are competitive, and they do love a challenge. Well, let's visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room, and we're going to learn more about choleric people.
Okay. Welcome to the chat room. We just learned about the choleric personality type.
That's right. And you know, Ken, I think I'm a choleric.
But I thought you were a sanguine.
I know, but I think I'm both of them. You see, I can be very bossy sometimes, and sometimes I have no sympathy for emotional people. But I do try to have empathy.
So what's the difference between sympathy and empathy?
Good question. Sympathy is feeling sorry for someone. If you have sympathy, you are sensitive to the feelings and situation of another person. So for example, Ken, if you fell off your bike, I might show you sympathy by saying, "Oh, Ken, you really hurt yourself. I'm sorry. Let me take you to a doctor."
Yeah, that would definitely be sympathetic. Sympathy 是同情心，那你可以 feel sympathy for 某个人，就是 feel sorry for 那个人。它的形容词呢是 sympathetic. Okay, what about empathy?
Empathy is understanding what another person is going through. If you have empathy, you can directly relate to the other person. In other words, you put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Hey, good idiom, Rachel. So can you give me an example of empathy?
Sure. We've both lived in America, so if you tell me you really miss the snow at Christmas time, I can empathize with you, because I miss the snow too.
Empathy 是同理心，就是和某人有同感，你可以 relate to 那个人，就是跟他产生共鸣，跟他有共鸣。还有一个很实用的片语是 put yourself in 某人的 shoes， 意思就是把你置身于某人的立场来看事情，或是从他的观点来看事情。
It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
What word best describes an emotional person? A. Expressive. B. Logical. C. Practical. What word best describes an emotional person? A. Expressive. So if you're shouting because you got the right answer, woohoo! Or crying because you got the wrong answer, then you are an emotional person.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're learning about four different types of personalities. We've just talked about the choleric personality. And, of course, we know that kind of person is a little bit bossy.
They can be bossy, but Vicki, they also have a lot of positive qualities about them. Some of the qualities that they have can be considered positive or negative, depending on the circumstances.
That's right. We're going to move on, though, and take a look now at another personality type. Join us on page 14 or page 13 and line 14 right now as we continue.
Who am I? Melancholic. If you need to talk to someone about a problem, talk to a melancholic person. Why? Because melancholic people really listen to others. They are thoughtful, compassionate, and loyal to their friends. Many artists and musicians have melancholic personalities. Melancholic people are typically intelligent and sensitive to beauty, but they often doubt themselves and become depressed easily. They set impossibly high goals and then become very unhappy when they cannot reach them.
Well, students, we're taking a look now at the melancholic person, and this is a person that is often a little more reflective, a person that thinks a lot more, and maybe is a little more serious.
Like the other qualities we looked at, melancholy has a lot of unique and good qualities, good characteristics about them. One thing that they do very well is they listen. So if you have a problem and you need someone to talk to, try talking to a melancholic person.
But the interesting thing about this type of person is they often get sad or depressed, and they like others to listen to them. And often they can't find someone that listens quite as well as they do, right?
They need to find another melancholic person to listen to them as well. So melancholic people, they listen well. They're in touch with their emotions, and I think that's one reason why they're such good listeners. Other people may hear what you say, but they're not taking it in, and they're not digesting it like a melancholic person might.
Right. They hear the sound, but are they really listening and taking it in and understanding how you're feeling? It says that they do really listen to others, and it says they are thoughtful, compassionate, and loyal.
Wow. As I said, it sounds like they're really in touch with their emotions. They really know how to dig deep inside and experience and feel what's going on. And maybe some other characteristics. They have emotions, of course, but they don't express them as much. They kind of put them down or stuff them, we might say.
Okay, well, we find out here that they are thoughtful, but they're also compassionate. And when I think of someone that's compassionate, I think about someone that really cares about the feelings of others or the sufferings of others. And they express sympathy and concern for others in those types of circumstances.
That's a good way to define compassionate, Vicki. Someone who feels someone else's pain. They're very compassionate. They're also very loyal. They're loyal people, faithful, having devotion to somebody or something. You want a melancholic person as your friend. They'll be your friend for life.
Right. They'll be faithful. They'll remain faithful and true to you for life. But there are certain things that you have to deal with in this relationship. Sometimes they get very low and you have to pull them back up again. But if you want a loyal friend, this is the kind of person that you want.
Well, it's no surprise that many artists and musicians have melancholic personalities. Musicians who write songs about their feelings, about love, about sadness. Artists who can express things by painting or drawing. They have the ability to take what they're feeling and display it through music or art, and they do a wonderful job of it, better than the other personalities.
That's right. And perhaps it's because they don't communicate their emotions so clearly in other ways, but it comes out through their art or through their music. They express it in that way.
If you hear a song written by a melancholic person, it's probably full of emotion, and they're really interesting to listen to.
That's true. Well, as we move on into the next paragraph, we learn some other things about the melancholic person. It says they are typically intelligent. So here, it's not necessarily always true, but typically true of melancholic people.
You use the word typically, and again, these are general terms that we're using to describe these people, these melancholic people. And it also says they're sensitive to beauty. The melancholic person might be the person that looks at a beautiful sunset and gets emotional. Maybe they'll cry when they see this beauty.
Right, that's what I think about when I think about sensitive to beauty, is that you appreciate beauty maybe more than other people do. And when you see things that are beautiful, you're very touched. Your emotions are very touched.
Right. Well, the flip side of the positive qualities of being melancholic are they often doubt themselves and become depressed easily. And you mentioned that earlier, Vicki. They are prone to depression and they doubt themselves.
Right. They sometimes doubt themselves. They have questions about their ability to do things and whether people like them or not, or are they good enough in certain situations. So they have questions about their abilities as well as who they are.
Questions like, am I doing the right thing, or can I accomplish this? These are questions that they always ask themselves, and they probably don't feel like they can measure up.
And a lot of times, unfortunately, people like this set very high goals for themselves and goals that they often can't achieve.
Right. Well, Vicki, I have a bit of melancholy in me, so I can relate to what's being written here. How about you? Are you melancholy at all?
I definitely am, and I think that I have changed over the years. But yes, I think that these qualities or characteristics often or do describe me, that often I am someone that's quite sensitive to certain things. I have maybe self-doubt sometimes. But I think that we grow and we change through the years. And I also think that there are varying degrees of each one of these personalities.
That's right. You could have a little bit of all four of the categories that we're going to talk about or that we have been talking about. You can be very strong in one and very weak in the other, or have a lot of one and have a little of the other, or have an even mix. It's very different for each person.
That's right. It's different for each person, and it can change as you mature, as you get older. So I remember when I first took the test, I was very strong in this category, the melancholic. But over the years, as I've taken the test again, I've seen that I'm more equal in all four of the personalities.
Well, that raises a good question, Vicki. When you take the test and you find out that you're a certain personality, are you that personality for the rest of your life?
Well, that's a question we can talk about more, I think, later, but I don't think we have to be stuck in that category. Well, students, it's time for us to review our lesson. Please join us right now.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 motivated 这个形容词，它是从 motivate 激发这个动词的过去分词衍生出来的。形容词 motivated 是指有动力的或者是企图心强的。例如 ,the coach turns lazy football players into motivated competitors. 教练将这些懒散的足球队员转变成企图心旺盛的竞争者。它的反义词是自首加上 un, 变成 unmotivated, 意思是指没有动力的。接下来我们看的是 bossy 这个形容词，它是从 boss, 老板这个名词衍生出来的，所以形容词 bossy 是指好像老板一样的霸道，或者是喜欢指使人的，是一个非常口语的用词。例如 Eve is so bossy, no one at the office can stand her。Eve 非常爱指使人，办公室里没有一个人受得了她。最后我们看的是 compassionate 这个形容词，注意它第一个 a 是发 a 的音 ，n 后面的 a 是发短音的 i， 所以整个念成 compassionate。compassionate 是指富有同情心的。例如 ，My mother is a loving and compassionate person。我的母亲是一个富有爱心而且富有同情心的人。Compassionate 的名词是 compassion， 意思是同情或怜悯，和 sympathy S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-Y 的意思是一样的。 And I hope you're a motivated English learner. Let's review the keywords again in the word bank.
Motivated. Michael is a hard-working and motivated employeeBossy. My brother is so bossy. He's always telling me what to do. Compassionate. Krista is one of the most compassionate people I know. She really sympathizes with people in pain. Loyal. Bob is very loyal to his company. He would never consider quitting his job.
Who am I? Choleric. These people are the leaders among us. Words like confident, independent, and motivated describe choleric people. They know exactly what they want and won't stop until they get it. They are usually adventurous and willing to take risks.Choleric people don't cry easily or show much emotion at all. But because they show so little emotion, they often have no sympathy for very emotional people. They can be bossy and impatient. They sometimes work too much and have little time for their families. They are also very competitive. Melancholic.If you need to talk to someone about a problem, talk to a melancholic person. Why? Because melancholic people really listen to others. They are thoughtful, compassionate, and loyal to their friends. Many artists and musicians have melancholic personalities. Melancholic people are typically intelligent and sensitive to beauty.But they often doubt themselves and become depressed easily. They set impossibly high goals and then become very unhappy when they cannot reach them.
we've had a chance now to take a look at three of the personality types. There's one more yet to take a look at. And Steve, I think you might fall into this category.
Actually, Vicki, this is what I might say is my strong suit, phlegmatic. I am mostly phlegmatic, although there are qualities of other three characteristics in me, phlegmatic is my strongest, yes.
Okay, well, we'll be learning about that next time, students. Perhaps you're curious now. You can even read ahead if you would like. But be sure to join us back here next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.